mambo na tuko bikenda na turanga na marama garabu na wanelewa ena bunuwa libungo New Zealand ipo kawusimi ena ba city libungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM obo mambo na tuko bikenda na turanga marama garabu na wanelewa ena sana tini kabani nondo bunuwa kenda sama ipo kaitu kutuku ena bunuwa libungo Wellington imbula minaka sabo mambo na tuko ani ena adha tali ena adha nimbula ena adha ninganga ni wane turanga o Jesus Christo kaunita kana bose ni kalou ena na rwanda ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena betumberi kime ikenda ena siga nindai ndaki nimbula ni tabutu ndaki nimbula ni tao ndati kumule vale senda baro mtu mwe mwono ni thalaka senda baro mtu mwena loma ni motuka mwono dha mga baro mwoki na mataka ni siga nindai sana ungitabi mwubi ikinda mwiki ikenda ena mataka ni siga nikuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena siga mwena kanikuwa au nitaka nina kauti kendaru na kaloki nendota nila lebolo nibi ingrami ena siga nindai lako tumbeka mai nisulandi wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ibuli sima sama ilio ni wuno tunde tu ena wuno ongo nisulandi kabaka itukituka na wuno wali mungo Wellington au sama mbule tuka ni weekenda ena siga minani kuwa ya sana raba kwa lako maikine ena siga minani kuwa amba maila umbeka la kaundrobe mbua suma dhuata maimba matakira o kadabu na maibiti tailevu rewa serwa unamosi sana ula dhabi unanonga matakira musa ya sana dhabu kwa lomba ikina au sanga mbule tugani ya nasiru mila nikuwa na yadha tali ni waniturang kwa Jesu Kristo
amen ni vasoka waniturang na sige vina kanikuwa praise the Lord the chakima na maikina kasilivu amen. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one Watu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva, and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We came here to listen to the Lord, came here to make many worship centers, so we came here to come to the Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We're not going to talk to and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melotikina, for sure, but if you so vacant, the Kokenda severely vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, Kwesimberni Dulavawati. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the Lelotikina, Vina Katikina, Namenda vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa we makambula weekend. So we can say ni loni loti, loni loti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can say ni loti New Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerondure ni kwa to say we nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the First Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the First Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the First Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local week to my TV in the Madal Sawati, Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarong to make a change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you are an outcast. So we can sing any tombo. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end and catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we come in and dami to be wall in bula to be mate sa kame ko ko buni wae sa sang ni rawa so we can just log in bula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want to find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the service that you might television, my Kandabu, Yatul my Viti, Yatulau, we come do my Lavizak and do Malombula, we have a little Sematumai, come do my Namukela, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Vato, my Onilau, Fulanga, Batakyonga, Nimbulabinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Bonombula, Mango, Katafana, Tuva, Nimbulabinaka, and the Samatakanisan and I, Mina, Esesamala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulabinaka, Watalakina, my Mwala, Nimbula Binaka, Sani Wila May Bunobatu, Katalakina, May Kandabu, May Zake Ono, Kotusumu Sargira, Nimbula Binaka, Epia Soma Malabu, Nimbula Binaka, Kimundo Mayna Soso, Mayna Viti, Kamatalakina, Kimundo Mayalombi, Maywaya, Naroga Tukuna Tukunyalo Nikua, the Bagavina Binaka Tikuana Turana, and the Singa Binaga Nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region, Naroga Nikuana Tukunyalo, Wayingaswe, Nana Kai Tusanagatiko. Amen. In a kago tusanaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. In a kago baga tusan, and dona singa na tomba le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wamula talde we kanda na turanga na marama daro nong nila wala kala ba obisa. We stay sa ni todo kani obisa. We lori todo kani obisa. Nimbula binaga nindo siya matigumai. Sa kani mula labi we kemni na kala ba matay walu. Dela na mbuwa may dela na maka may wayabi may lotoka kapature kukamai. Lambasa nimbula binaka we kemba kede ni matevalu nimbula binaka we kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku maisena nimbula binaka mai Syria ina vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa bina nikuwa nero itabi meke roboka mbula tiku vikenda ena singa bina nikuwa seta lani ngule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lako vangito vada laka vangande baga buli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima misa baga mbula tiku aina fosua totoka tulandraki tobo suwa baga lindi marabu laura itu na sa sokolami wa ingana ke talinga yang basi kali bumai ombe ga diriawa wa tala ki ona enu de tambongo enu mai es mata ga niske ni nda ba bi bi na ka bale bua na ka bu ka so so mata bua na turanga ka bi ko ya to ga sa bu ko ngu bu tuna lange free ko ga rede tu na mata lisinga se ga ni so mi Emeni, iko somo na liwaliwa, iko somo na wai, iko na kalowe, somo na katumai. Auza mai lo malangi kina matanisinga. Merliwi sao menangula ni yata baba takinoa. Kina zangi rau zinguba, usomo lima zinguba talingua. Senga bagandua ni bau stail, na zangi sulia na kalowe, na singa binanga nikua. Kabi keda ni voltamu, ena mazi una kena wase, tini gandua, ruso ulgo walu, ruso ulgo liwa, kina tolso bulu. Ndula kwa maibia, kwa kemendu bagandua sa, oda ni zolata, oda ni zolata, oda ni zolata. Eso sa, oda ni zolata. Sandreke, Susandreke, Reke Sahara, Susahara Sabu, they can't go to Sudan, baby. Come on to me. All of you are tired of carrying a heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Come on, don't maybe I'll give you to Bandosa, all the new lottery is a little baby. How the fuck we can do? Hallelujah. Doctor, we can do to become known and we were. Amen. Ni sarara na nungu ibuange mamanda na nungu dola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano bisureti uo sibindo ndoa. Ke tutu na bisureti. Ngo indo na bisureti ni. Uo sibindo ndoa. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muri sambula bose ni kalau kau kau kangata sara kemuzunga ni selwa umbatirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kama ezuru mangai baga takila mesuaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baga takila mai na kau sira nikla
emeni
mena hal talaga na ngono mena nanduri matai kwa kenda rarebe bi kwa kasi talaga ni dona ka kenda rabuni tagarawa The solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisogo songolo tuwa Kristo. Yondo na kamusi titiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembaleni bishule titwana kalo dulo mai biao mai tolo mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu dia ko enda mdebwa ka ko lame lo tolo mai ni lo tolo mai ko baga ndo na yo na ni zalata na izolo bibi kalimbe kada timu kalimina lube mu ndo mosbe iko ndo bola ka biko ngai na numati ko kaliti ko na kalo se kaliti ko se kaliti ko e kaliti ko ko ya hen mataka ni sigani ko menda lo mai bi ko ya hen mataka ni sigani la ndama ingara bi ko ya baga ya lo ko baga indina ka uta mai na no mundu izolo zola kele na kani volta muni sando na numi kenda na kalo ni sigani daga ni ko ni ko mbere ni bimbi mo ibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, and those that are watching on television, and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you're listening today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakao night. Ngoni nini tongu nuti Babakao. Langono susuraki chikumekina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Form 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. telling Kaiki the choir under Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now and worship him in truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10 wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody have passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God a church. I began to